Homeless camps tucked under bridges and deep in woods are sprinkled throughout Columbus. People there often can't afford medical care, so minor problems can quickly become major issues. That's why a Mount Carmel Street outreach team gives homeless people living in camps free medical care. WOSU's Adora Namigade spent some time with members of Mount Carmel Outreach.
Project specialist Jason King drives a white Jeep up to an Advanced Auto Parts in Columbus's south side. He goes beyond the parking lot in search of a camp. Hidden from the public eye, the team crunches through some fallen tree branches and sticks to arrive at a homeless camp. Tents of multiple colors are sprawled out across a field.
Mount Carmel Outreach.
The team consists of Outreach Medical Director Jack O'Handley, or Dr. O, RN Jackie White, and Jason King. They announce their arrival by calling out. During this visit, they run into a familiar face. Terrell Graves has lived in this camp for a few years.
Yeah, I've been out here for a little while now, so I'm trying to escape my way.
He appreciates that the team comes through regularly and makes sure that he has hygiene products. RN Jackie White greets Graves with a hug.
Is there anything we can do for you today?
No, I'm all right.
Socks? Everything good? Hygiene?
Yeah, I got some socks.
Okay, all righty.
Graves points out someone else a few feet away who might need help, so the team follows his lead. O'Handley says the team is always discovering new camps, along rivers, behind stores, under bridges.
Places that people aren't aware of, they don't see most of our patients. They're invisible to the community and for the most part.
Mount Carmel Outreach started going to camps in 2010. The operation is funded by Mount Carmel's foundation and helped more than 6,000 people last year. The team carries a backpack with medical supplies, like painkillers, antifungal creams, and blood pressure cuffs. White says heroin is a growing problem.
We do give out Narcan kits. People in the camps are very willing to use it on their campmates. So that's been a real blessing to have those kits available.
Bradley Mills just met the team for the first time during this outing. He's been in the camp for about a year.
Wrecked my car, lost my job, went bad from there.
King measures Mills' heart rate, while White asks how Mills is doing. His tooth is driving him crazy, but O'Handley has a fix.
Amoxicillin three times a day. If you miss a dose, just take two the next time, just so you get in three a day. And then naproxen. It's 500 milligrams.
Anti-inflammatory swelling. Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah. It works.
Twice a day with food if you can.
After taking down Mills' information and scheduling a follow-up appointment, the team leaves.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Hopefully that helps for today.
It sure can't hurt.
This two-hour trip led to two interactions with patients. Some people refused to open their tents when the team called out. Others said they already have medical care, but appreciate the offer. O'Handley says it's usually busier, but you never know what you'll get.
To me, it's sort of God's work. And, you know, he said, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. We try to go to those most in need.
The team is always on the lookout for new camps where people need help. Adora Namigade, WOSU News.